So Sukkos is a chag of many things. Still basking in the euphoria of Yom HaDin, holding up a lulav as an ancient sign of triumph. When you walked out of court and you were found innocent, or when you conquered a foe, you held up a stake with a flag or an emblem. But it's also the chag of Achdus, because standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, recognizing the unknowability of Hashem, reminds us that no one person has a monopoly on the truth, and there's no one derech to know Hashem. So people are meant to feel closer, more solidarity, less divisiveness, as expressed in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Koheles, the gathering, which took place in Sukkot's time, there's an element of fraternity, of Koheles, of gathering, that Sukkot exhibits. And the two mitzvahs of Sukkot demonstrate two different pathways to Achdus, two different attitudes to Achdus. There's the more common one, or certainly for people who live outside of Israel, you have the sense that it's the more immediate one. There are four different species in the Dalet Minim, as the Gemara says in Menachos Chav Zayin, expanded upon by the Medrash and Parshas Zemor. The Esrog comes from a tree, it itself is fruit and has aroma. The lulav comes from a tree that produces fruit without aroma. Hadazim have aroma without fruit. Haravas have neither fruit nor aroma. Very famous medrash. Different types of Jews. Some have more merits, less merits, more Torah scholarship, less Torah scholarship, more deeds, less deeds. We band everyone together into one aguda, into one bouquet, into one arrangement, because we're looking for inclusion. And inclusion means we have to stretch the limits of our community to include people who, let's say, their standards aren't up to par. They don't produce fruit. They don't produce aroma, whatever fruit and aroma is meant to represent. But we're looking for communities of inclusion, and maybe some of our aroma will rub off on them. Maybe some of our fruit-producing potential, our fertility, will rub off on them, or at the very least will create fruit potential, not vicariously, but secondarily. That's a more famous version of Achdus, where we are solid, we are successful, we produce fruit, we have aroma, and of course, to make sure not to exclude, but to include. But there's another version of Achdus. It's less well known, but it's just as important. It's much more compelling in Israel. Kol Ezrach Bisrael Yeshu Basukos, not the Gemara Menachos Chazayin, they weren't Sukkah Chazayin of Beis. Kol Yisrael Ruim Leshe Basukah Achas. In theory, if there were Sukkah large enough, every single Jewish citizen, Kol Ezrach Bisrael, could sit in that Sukkah. The Gemara uses this to interpret whether you have to own the Sukkah or not. It's in a very in detailed halacha conversation. But that image of every single Jew sitting under one Sukkah, being protected by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, receiving Hashem's Hashkacha, being protected in the Midbar, being protected during the Messianic challenges, which the Sukkah is partially an image for. When you're sitting under Hashem's protection under a Sukkah, the differences between fruits, no fruits, aroma, no aroma, are irrelevant. In a bouquet, they're relevant because it has aesthetic impact. Under Hashem's Sukkah, it's Hashkacha of Hashem, Mechalkel Chaim B'chased, you're just a subject of Hashem, you're vulnerable, looking to Hashem for support, and it's a shared experience in which we're not including different levels or different types or different forms, as the lulav implies, but we're equalizing. There's an equality, and there's a basic identity of a Jew and a basic identity as a recipient of Hashem's Hashkacha, and within that identity, there really are no differences. And I think that in Israel, people sense and live and identify with that second form of Achdus. I think in Chutz Lanz, when I speak to people about Achdus, it's inclusion and trying to extend ourselves so that people will have meaningful avodas Hashem through us and see the light. In Chassidus, not as much. In Chassidus, there's more of a stabbing at the core identity of who a Yid is and just accepting Yid, and certainly Chabad and where Chassidus was originally. And in Eretz Yisrael, we certainly have that because we have experiences which unite us independent of our religious levels and success, whether it's the army, whether it's bomb shelters, literally, or just living life. In the Makolet, it's not as if there's one line for the tzaddikim and one line for the rishayim, or the plumber will come because you're a tzaddik or a rasha. It's a more powerful sense of Jews living together regardless and sharing experiences regardless. And of course, Hashgacha is the most salient moment in which sitting under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sukkah. So think about those two forms of Achdus, not just the typical one that people think about, let's extend and include, but how do we create equality? Shabbat Shalom.